All right. Yes. So if you're not in the chat room at the top of the homepage, click Glam Chat. Come on in. Talk to us. See what's going on. You know, it's I keep saying it's kind of the same dynamic of being at a physical conference where you can meet people, you can fellowship, you can meet the speakers. And yesterday, many of the speakers were coming into the chat room and talking to everybody, getting to know them. But you know, this is even yet different still, because while the speakers are doing their teaching or music or whatever they're doing, then you can actually talk. And you know, what I'm finding is you guys aren't talking about what shoes you wore to church last week either. You guys wore shoes to church? Never mind. You know, and that's what the chat rooms used to be. You know, we'd have teachers and stuff, and they'd come in and they'd talk about their shoes, their clothes, you know, what game was played that afternoon, all that kind of stuff. Not in this chat room. They're talking about what the speakers are talking about. That's what I like. You know, we're staying with the topic. We're staying with the speakers. And I love it.
Enhancing everything.
That's right.
Yeah,
I agree. And speaking of a great speaker, we have somebody next that's been with Lamb for quite some time. Deborah Clark, how are you this morning? Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you. I'm fine. And yourself?
Very good. Very good. We only did about 13 and a half hours yesterday, doing 13 and a half today and another 13 and a half tomorrow. So, you know,
easy peasy.
Yeah, easy peasy. Right, right. No, it's good. It's good. It's all for the Lord. And speaking of all for the Lord, you are just all out there. Have many, many different ministries, ways in your ministries, different things that you do. You're a great teacher, great interviewer. Your music's great, everything. And we try to incorporate what we can here on Lamb Radio and appreciate you so much. We're really looking forward to what you're going to bring to us today. And now you're are you still in Florida? I think you just
I've been in St. Petersburg for almost 4 months now.
I'm telling you, so many of the people in the Messianic lifestyle are down in Florida. I think that's, are you guys all down there setting up this great big community for all of us to move down there with?
Well, it's the snowbird plan.
You
have to be 60 years old or older to be in this club.
Okay, well, that's pretty much most of us. We're there.
I tell you, I used to hide my age when I was younger, when, you know, I was in the dating realm and men would say, how old are you? And I'm like, well, you know, I'm like 30 something, but I don't hide it anymore. And it's rather liberating.
There's a certain point in time when we, when we stop all of that. And,
yeah. Yeah.
It's good. It's good. Well, listen, we're excited about what you got bringing to us. And so we're just going to let you have it. You got the next 50 minutes, and we appreciate you so much. So
well, thank you, Mark. And Shabbat Shalom to everybody that's listening. I thank you for being here. And this is Prayer, Praise, and Proclamation. And of course, this is interactive, Mark. So if you want to pipe in, or whoever else is there, you're welcome to share what you think about what I'm saying. Prayer is the foundation of a relationship with our Father in Heaven, because it is a dialogue. And that's something that I never knew. Growing up in the Catholic Church, I thought it was a monologue in a liturgy format. I would be given this hand-printed prayer book that was a reflection of the Bible that was in Latin, because I was pre-Vatican II. And I, as a little girl, prided myself in being able to recite the entire liturgy in Latin by memory. Agnus Dei qui tollis peccati mundi, miserere nobis. I could just say the Nicene Creed, I could say everything, but was I talking to God? I actually never even asked myself that question. I just was doing what everybody else in the church was doing. And not to say that liturgy doesn't have its place, because what I would like to share with you today is actually a form of liturgy where everybody prays the same prayer in unison. But all that to say, that is the topic of the discussion, is prayer. And praise is to the name of the Father. And that's also very controversial, as I had discovered once I got the revelation a few years ago that our Father actually has a name, and it's not God, and it's not Lord. I was astounded. And when I discovered that God the Father has a name, I went on my Facebook page and wanted to tell everybody that I discovered his name, and I immediately got lambasted and skewered by certain messianic rabbis, and I was told that if I didn't stop declaring his name online, that I would be blacklisted. And I thought, wow, I thought God wanted us to declare his name. And so, not to offend people with knowledge, I refer to him as Hashem, the name. Hashem is Hebrew for the name. And proclamation is what the Great Commission is, proclaiming the good news to the Jew first and then the Gentile. So if I'm going to proclaim the good news that there is salvation in Yeshua to the Jew, I have to have the Father's wisdom, because the name of Yeshua is an offense to the Jew. And I don't know why it has to be that way. And if I get emotional, it's okay. I love the Father with all of my heart. And this love he touched me with when I was still in the Catholic Church, and I did not understand what was going on with me as I stood there in the communion line as a teenager, and the people would be praising in their Catholic hymns, and I would start to weep, and I'd look around and think, why am I the only one that seems to be weeping, at least physically showing demonstration of tears? I never understood it, but I can tell you now that the Father was calling me out of the Catholic Church for the role that he created me for. And I want everybody listening to know that you're all created for a role in the kingdom. And it's up to you to listen to his still small voice and humble yourself before the Almighty God and ask him, what am I here for you to do, Lord? Hineni, here I am. Here I am, Lord. Mold me into the creature that you intended for me to be. And so I begin this broadcast by praying right now to the Father in a way that I didn't know how to do. When I asked my mother, once I was saved, I asked my mother, because we had a broken relationship. She was abusive. And so I wanted to get closer to my mother. And I said, when I had enough courage to ask her, I said, Mom, would you pray with me? And she said, what do you mean, pray with you? Now, she was a mother that dropped me off at the front steps of the Catholic Church every Sunday, but she never went to church with me. And I wanted to hear my mother say, I love you, Devorah. And I heard it one time when she was on her deathbed, but I wanted to pray with my mother. And she said, I don't pray with people. That's personal. And she rejected me again. So for all of those that are listening that don't know how to pray with other people, that want to pray with other people, that don't know how to begin, this is a lesson to help you as it has helped me. So I will pray to the Father and ask for His wisdom. Let my words be the Father's words. Let those that the Father wants to hear this message draw them near to this broadcast. I thank you, Father God, that you made a way where there is what there was seemed to be no way for me to know you. I thank you, Father, that you give me ears to hear and a mouth to speak what it is that you want to hear, because I love you, Father. I love you with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my strength. And I thank you, Father, for your mercy. Your rachamim in Hebrew, your mercy endures forever. Let this hour be to magnify you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. I thank you for listening. And please, if you're just tuning in and you're hearing this woman getting weepy, it's okay. The Father molds us from glory to glory into His image, Imago Dei. And when He breaks away, like peeling away the layers of the onion, sometimes it's painful. Sometimes it makes you angry when you realize you've been lied to. But ultimately, He wants to embrace you just as you are. Nobody comes to Him perfectly clean. You don't wait till you get cleaned up to come before the Father through Yeshua. You come just as you are. And so when you accept Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, as your Master and Savior, it gives you an open relationship with Abba Yah, the Father. You are reconnected to the Father in heaven. And so what do you say to the Father? What do you say when you realize you can talk to your Heavenly Father? You can talk to Him now on earth. You don't have to wait until the afterlife. You can talk to Him now. He listens to His children, Israel. I would like to say that after I got saved in the 80s, it was a hard transition for me because I had a background in drugs and rock and roll and alcoholism and depression. And actually, the reason I dedicated my life to Hashem is because I overdosed on drugs. And the only reason I'm living today is because I called out to God when I was dying, and He answered my prayer. So if you're suffering, call out to God. Even if you don't know His name, just say, God, God, save me from my wicked self. Save me, Father, from this miserable existence. I don't know what Devorah is talking about, but I am miserable. Please save me. And if you call out to the Father and you mean it, He will answer you in His own way. And I want to tell you that once you get saved, that's the beginning of your journey and your relationship with the Father, of being restored. And so how you express your relationship are with words, just like your spouse, if you have one. You speak and nourish your relationship with your words. So what comes out of your mouth has everything to do with what is in your heart. And if you say that you love the Father, but you're speaking venom, or you only speak nice things when people are watching you, and then you have another group of friends at the bar room, or behind closed doors, or at work, then your heart is not right. And I encourage you to teshuvah, to repent, to turn back to the Father, and ask Him to clean up your mouth. Let me share from you a book that really helped me to learn prayer, written by Marilyn Hickey. Her little pamphlet that she gave away maybe 5 years ago, I went to one of her free concerts in Georgia, and she gave out this pamphlet to anybody that wanted it. And I raised my hand because I'm always interested in getting closer to the Father. It's entitled Speak the Word by Marilyn Hickey, and you can still get it on her website. Just Google Marilyn Hickey. And I read this book, and I'm going to share from page 3. Your tongue is the most powerful weapon and force of your life. Let me repeat that in case you weren't paying attention. Your tongue is the most powerful weapon and force of your life. Proverbs states that the tongue has the power of life and death in it. In the book of James, chapter 3, James states that you can control your whole body by that small member you have called the tongue. As a rudder guides a ship, and a bit in the horse's mouth causes him to go the right direction, so also your tongue can guide your thoughts, your emotions, and your body into paths of prosperity and success, and be a tremendous power for good. Page 4. But on the negative side, your tongue can be used to damage and destroy your physical body, your thought life, your emotional reactions. Corrupt words can destroy those around us. For the psalmist states that words are like the piercing of swords. You set on fire the course of nature by what you speak, because hell acts on your words. Eve had to speak wrong words before Satan could act. Hell can act only on your words. So every negative word you speak sets hell into activity. This is why God spoke to Joshua in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8, and said, quote, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success." End quote. This little verse in Joshua is the key to all prosperity and success. In fact, this is the only place the word success is found in the Bible. Speaking God's word can make you successful in every area of your life. And that is from Marilyn Hickey's book, Speak the Word. And I encourage you, if you're listening and you want to deepen your prayer life, you can go to Marilyn Hickey's website. Just Google her and look for the book, Speak the Word. So when I got this book, I started to do what she recommended, and she said to pray out of that book 2 to 3 times a day. And so I decided to make that commitment, because before that time, I was saying a morning Our Father, and maybe, you know, if somebody's face came across my mind in prayer, I would pray for them, and that was it. But when I started to pray from this book, I started getting excited about my relationship with God in a deeper way. It gave me more of a hunger to dig into His Word. And I realized at some point in this journey of seeking the Father that he loves the Jewish people. The Word of God in the Brit Chadashah, the New Testament, says that the good news, the gospel, is to be shared with the Jew first and then the Gentile. And I'd never heard that teaching in the churches that I'd been in. And I thought, wait a minute, God the Father still loves the Jewish people. I haven't heard that. Why is it that a lot of what is Jewish about my Bible has been removed from the Bible? And I discovered that Constantine, in his quest for Christianity, removed every Jewish artifact and anything that had to do with Jewishness. And that made me angry. When I went to Israel in 1999 and I had been brought up to believe that we're no longer under the law, that we don't need to read the Old Testament, the Tanakh, because we're no longer under the law. I went to Israel and I saw the Old Testament in front of my eyes. And I thought, what? I've been lied to by the church. How can you say not to read the Old Testament, the Tanakh? How can you say, church, not to read the Old Testament when I'm looking at archaeological digs of Mount Zion, of Jericho, of all of these things that are mentioned in the Old Testament? How can you say I shouldn't read about the history of my father in heaven? But, you know, if you're angry, and I know that some people are, you have to forgive those people that have maybe not even intentionally misled you, and thank the Father that this day he's given you ears to hear. And so I forgive those that have hurt me, and I forgive everybody that has misled me, whether it be in their own self-righteousness or even to manipulate or try to convert me in their way. And there's only one way, and it's through Yeshua HaMashiach, and he is Jewish. And the Messiah taught while he was on earth, not from the New Testament, which might shock some people. There was no New Testament when the Messiah was on earth. Wait a minute. What did you just say? I said the Messiah is Jewish. I said the Messiah did not teach from the Brit Chadashah. Yes, the New Testament was written by a bunch of Jewish people after the death of the Messiah, Messiah ben Yosef, Jesus the Christ. But when Jesus was on earth, he taught primarily from the book of Devarim, which in English is Deuteronomy. He taught from the Torah, the Torah. So how can the church say we're no longer under the law and refuse to study the Torah when that is what Jesus the Christ taught from? And he said, if you are my disciples, to follow me. That means to do what he did. That means to read the Torah. Yes, you can read the New Testament. It supports everything that's written in the Torah. The primary book is the Torah, the five books of Moses. And when I discovered that, I started studying the Torah, which I couldn't get my head around because it was so foreign to me as an American English speaker. I needed help, and so I went to Rico Cortez. And I encourage you, if you're listening, that maybe you want to know what I'm talking about. Maybe you read the Torah and it seems like a history book to you. That's what my sister Katie says. Reading the Old Testament's like reading a history book. It's boring. There is life in the word of Elohim. The Bible is not a regular library book. It is the written word of God. There is supernatural life in every word that you speak. So get understanding, like the word of God says, get bina, get understanding. You have to pursue it. Go find yourself a teacher like Rico Cortez that can teach you the Torah at a level of understanding where you can grasp it at the beginning. He has a website, wisdomintorah.com, and you can start to learn. Now, when you start to learn and you're pursuing a relationship with the Father, it's time to dialogue with the Father. And remember, I said to the Jew first and then the Gentile. So I took Marilyn Hickey's book because I was so moved by it. And I decided I need to revamp this book, this prayer book by Marilyn Hickey, and make it more Jewish friendly. And so I wrote to her, and through her attorney, Marilyn Hickey's attorney, I got permission to co-author her book and published it online, and it's called Spirit-Filled Israel, Speak the Word. And so this is the book that I use when I accept invitations to go to house concerts in the Tampa, St. Petersburg area. If you're interested and you're listening and you want me to come to your home gathering and have a home concert, or any concert for that matter, using this prayer book, you can contact me by email. And it's Devorah, D-E-V as in victory, O-R-A, at DevorahClark.com. I will come to your house concert and use this book. And if you want to know what book is she talking about, you can go to the website that I will give you now, and you can look. You can download it for free. www.devorahclark.org, or you can go to www.gumroad, G-U-M, like chewing gum, road, gumroad.com/Devorah Clark. And you can get this prayer book in PDF or ebook. There's also the entire prayer book, including the songs that I personally sing every morning using this book, in an audiobook format that you can also use to help you get into the flow of prayer. Because maybe some of you, like I used to be, coming out of the Catholic liturgy, I had no idea what to say to the Father. As a matter of fact, I will tell you, I used to, in my own mind, when I was trying to pursue a relationship with my Heavenly Father, I would get before the Father and say, okay, this is, now keep in mind, I'm using English terms because I came out of an English background. I would say to myself, okay, let's see now. Jesus said, when you pray, pray like this, Our Father. Okay, so that should have given me the clue right there who to pray to, Our Father, ding, ding, ding. But what I used to say, because I was confused with the teachings of the Catholic Church, I would say to myself, okay, today, should I pray to the Father, or should I pray to the Son, Yeshua, or should I pray to the Holy Spirit? So I used to say, like, almost like eeny, meeny, miny, moe. And this might be offensive to you, and I don't mean it to be. I just want you to know how much the Father has pulled me out of that doctrine and traditions of men. And most of what I've learned has been through the power of the Holy Spirit, the drawing power of the Holy Spirit, pulling me out of dead religion and bringing me into newness of life in a relationship with the Father. So this prayer book Spirit-filled Israel, speak the word, is what I use every morning verbatim. I use it. It takes me about an hour and a half to go through it, and then I can start my day. And I would recommend that if you want to increase your prayer life with the Father in a dialogue instead of a monologue, you could use Marilyn Hickey's book, which is primarily all English, or you can embark on a singing journey. And again, here's another lie from the devil. I hear it all the time in the church. I can't sing. You don't want to hear me sing. I wish I could sing like that. Well, you know what? You can sing. And it doesn't matter if you're off key, if it really bothers you that much, you can go get some ear training. So just call yourself a diamond in the rough and don't stop singing because you think that your singing voice is off key. If that is an issue for you, you have no excuse. Go get some ear training. Go get some solfege lessons. You can find them online. Sing in the shower. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And hey, you know, when I started singing, I didn't sing on key either. So please don't use that as a hindrance to keep you from singing to the Father. One of my favorite scriptures is Colossians 3:16. Greet one another with hymns and songs and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart as unto the Lord. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could greet one another with a song in our hearts? Amen. All right, so I'm going to go through this book, Spirit-Filled Israel, Speak the Word. And of course, I won't be able to get through the whole book, seeing we have about 25 minutes left. But I would like to share with you what I do every morning and how you can seek a deeper relationship with our Heavenly Father. And I, as I had just mentioned, I got permission from Marilyn Hickey's attorney to publish this book, Spirit-Filled Israel, Speak the Word. And I make it available to you in PDF format or ebook on my website, devoraclark.org. I would like to begin by reading from the beginning of this booklet and say, crying, which I do often when I'm praying to the Father, is liquid prayer. Tears are healing. And the scripture references for this are 2 Kings 20, verse 5, Isaiah 25, verse 8, Job 16, verse 20, Psalm 126, verses 5 and 6. Praise is the forerunner of Adonai's intervention. And I would like to say I use Adonai or Hashem interchangeably, not to confuse you. God the Father has many titles. I will try not to say his name on this broadcast because I don't want to offend the Jewish listeners that may be listening. But they know his name. They used to say it, the high priest used to declare the name of the Father once a year during Yom Kippur to make atonement for the nation of Israel. I think there's something in history that the Jews were persecuted during the Roman invasion, and a lot of times if the Jews said the name of the Father, they were brutally murdered by the Romans. So there was a rabbinical ban against pronouncing the name of the Father for the sake of preserving the Jewish nation. And they still don't say his name today. But I would like to declare from Deuteronomy 6, verses 1 through 9, the greatest commandment. Jesus the Christ was asked by the Pharisees, okay, Jesus, if you're really the Messiah, then tell us what the greatest commandment is. And he said, It's the Shema. Shema means listen. And I'm going to just sing it because that's what I do when I'm praying. I sing. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, Adonai is one. Adonai is one. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Leolam Baed, Leolam Baed. Blessed be your name, Adonai Eloheinu, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Those words are eternal. Those words are for God the Father in heaven. Those words have power. Remember, I told you, the Father wants us to speak His word. Meditate on His word day and night. This is the greatest commandment to declare to the world. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Speak it and declare it to the nations. How much power does that have? The greatest commandment to declare the name of the Father? Well, I can tell you this week in Jerusalem, Israel, a friend of mine known as Jerusalem Jane, she took this Shema Yisrael and declared in song this same covenant word on the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and recorded it in a video, published it, and now she has all kinds of death threats against her. Why? Because there's power in the Word of God. And you, His children, are to declare it. Every place your foot walks, declare the greatest commandment. There is only one God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the enemy is doing everything he can to steal away that greatest commandment from the lips of God's children. And the enemy, Hasatan, is doing everything he can to steal away the city of Jerusalem, Israel, where the Father declared His name eternally. So don't stop speaking the name. Hashem, the name. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Don't stop speaking with your lips the truth. Guide your words according to the Holy Spirit. Ask Him to help you with your tongue so you speak the truth and not words of harm. Getting back to my book, be very honoring of the different styles of worship. And let me correct myself. It's not my book. It's Marilyn Hickey and my book. We are here to minister to Adonai, God the Father. There is no exclusive form of praise and worship when you're making supplication to the Father in heaven. We should not compare ourselves to others when we're in a group setting. There are several forms of prayer and praise. You can do, and these are Hebrew terms, Todah, which is Thanksgiving choir. Give thanks, Todah. Or Barach, which is to kneel. You can kneel before the Father in thanksgiving. Or the Hebrew word Tehillah, which is to sing songs of thanksgiving. Or Hallel, which is Hebrew for giving thanks by being clamorously loud. Or Yada, giving thanks with extended hands. Or Zamar, giving thanks with musical instruments. Or Shabach, giving thanks in a loud tone. Any one of those ways you can choose to worship the Father in order. I remember when I brought my sister Kathy, I wanted to bring her to a Pentecostal church when I lived in Nashville, Tennessee. When I first got the revelation of being able to break free from the chains of Catholicism, you know, a Catholic is only going to raise their hands as high as chin level with folded hands in reverence. And that's okay. But it's also okay to raise your hands in surrender to the Father. And this particular Pentecostal church that I went to with my sister Kathy, I was set free from clasping my hands under my chin, and it wasn't easy. My hands were trying to break off those chains. To be able to raise my hands to the ceiling was a challenge. You may think, how ridiculous, just raise your hands. But it was a spiritual thing I had to break through. It was so hard to do that. And so when my sister Kathy stood beside me and I was able to raise my hands to the ceiling, I looked over to her with my peripheral vision as we were praising the Lord in the church, and she had this look of scorn on her face. And if you're listening, Kathy, I'm not picking on you and I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying the reality of where people are in their walk. It made her so uncomfortable. The first word she said to me when she got out of the church after the service was, "What is that raising with the hands thing?" And I bless her heart, I tried not to laugh at her, but I knew exactly what she was talking about. I was there. I had been in the same shoes. And I said, "Kathy, God wants all of you. And it's okay to praise with your clasped hands under your chin, but raising your hands in surrender opens you up for more of the Father." And no, she wasn't going to have none of that. So we continue to pray for people to surrender to the Father. So I always start prayer with Shema. And if you want to follow along with me, again, you can go to my website, devoraclark.org, and download the PDF, Spirit-Filled Israel, Speak the Word. And this is where we would, if I were at a prayer concert or a home concert, we would recite this prayer in one voice. I have an anointing from the Holy One of Israel, and I know all things in Christ. Today, Jesus Christ is made unto me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, for I have the mind of Christ. Remember the Word of God, and this is a side note. He says to put off the old man after you get saved. Put it off. Don't be that way anymore, that carnal person you used to be. And put on the mind of Christ. Well, how do you put on the mind of Christ? by reading, meditating, and speaking the word, which is what I'm doing with you right now. And when you read the word of God, the word has power and anointing to transform you. And if you don't believe what I'm saying, I invite you to go to my music page where I started singing for the Father testimony songs under the pseudo name of Delilah Clark on my debut CD, Wildly Innocent. I sang about coming out of the darkness, and if you chronologically place all of my music, Devorah Clark, in a chronology, you will see how much the Father has changed and continues to change me. My life is a testimony to the miraculous power, the transforming power in the name of Jesus the Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach. So be all that you were meant to be and surrender to the Father. Getting back to the prayer book, through his wisdom I build my house, and by understanding it is established. And the scripture references are 1 John 2, verse 20, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16, James 3, verse 17, Proverbs 24, verse 3. Everything that I'm speaking to you in this prayer book is from Scripture. God's wisdom will guide me today, for God's wisdom is from above. As I speak His words of wisdom, I will bring peace and mercy to my situation. I shall not walk in darkness, for the Holy Spirit will guide me into all truth. Adonai will give me understanding in all things, and wisdom and knowledge shall stabilize my times, for I have the mind of Christ Messiah. I declare Satan cannot overcome me, for Adonai has given me a mouth and wisdom that the enemy cannot gainsay nor resist. Luke 21:15. As a side note, remember, I said your mouth is your greatest weapon. What's coming out of your mouth? You can tell how much time a person spends with God the Father by what comes out of their mouth. Listen. Getting back to the prayer book. I walk not in darkness, for it is given unto me to know the mysteries of your kingdom. Adonai instructs me and teaches me in the way that I should go. He guides me with his eye. Today I am persuaded that I am filled with goodness, all knowledge, and ability to help my brother and sister. I am good in the sight of Adonai, and he gives me his wisdom, knowledge, and joy. I am filled with the knowledge of Adonai's will and all his wisdom and spiritual understanding. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. I am his workmanship created in Yeshua HaMashiach. Because of this, I have his wisdom, and my decisions are ordered of him. God the Father of my Master, Jesus Christ, gives unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation. My eyes are enlightened that I may know the hope of the glory of his inheritance in me and the exceeding greatness of his power that flows through me. Today I shall have joy because I shall speak words that bring life to me and others. The joy of the Lord is the strength of my life, so I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And some of you, I'm going to break from my prayer book right here and say, some of you may say, well, wait a minute, I can't hear the Father's voice. I know the word of God says that my sheep shall know my voice. Well, I can't tell which voice is his because I hear more than one voice in my head. I've had many people come up to me and say that. When I'm quiet, I hear too many voices in my head. Not even that you're schizophrenic, not that. It's just that those old tapes from childhood continue to play in your head, even as an adult, until you decide to pull them down. Pull down all vain imaginations and everything that tries to exalt itself above the Word of God. I mean, I used to have that problem when I was trying to get quiet before the Lord. I would hear all of this junk going on in my head, like conversations, and I'm like, what? And I realized that my mother's droning tapes were playing about how I was no good and I was never going to amount to nothing and blah, blah, yada, yada. And I had to actually go to counseling for a while, a Christian counselor, to learn how to build up my self-esteem that my mother had managed to chisel down to nothing. And when I worked with a counselor, and I would recommend anybody to go to a competent Christian counselor, then I was able to read the Word of God and discern what voice, what message in my head was I hearing that lined up with the Word of God, and what message in my head was I hearing that was not from God. And then I took the scripture that came against that lying spirit and rebuked it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And one by one, they fell. And one by one, those nasty voices left. And now I can say, I can sit quiet before the Father and listen to his still, small voice. And here's what I will close with before I invite Mark back into the conversation. For those that really, truly are struggling trying to hear the voice of the Father, I recommend this book by Mark and Patty Verkler. It's called How to Hear God's Voice. Again, this is a book about how to journal every day in your quiet place, in the secret place with the Father, and learn how to hear the Father's voice. The name of the book, again, is called How to Hear God's Voice by Mark and Patty, and that's Patty with an I, P-A-T-T-I, Verkler, V as in victory, I-R-K-L-E-R. I used this book. It's amazing. I highly recommend it for everybody that wants to learn how to get out of a monologue with the Father and into a dialogue. And so, Mark, if you're there, I welcome you back in for comments.
Hi, Devorah. It's Susan Hoogie calling, talking with you right now. Mark's in the background. He's doing all the technical aspects for getting our conference on the go here. But I have been attentively listening to what you've spoken about. Highly, highly encouraging. And you not only have spoken words that are encouraging, you've actually given steps on how to do this, how to go from a monologue to a dialogue with Hashem. And I love how you, I like to use the name Hashem as well in many aspects, because it basically is a very intense covering of all the names of our God. And it's thank you very much for what you have brought forward to the Prayer, Praise, and Proclamation Conference today. Love it. Even the with the emotion that you had, you know, yesterday we had a couple who were doing worship music, and I was in absolute tears, just of joy, you know. Yes. And it was just wonderful. So we had tears yesterday, we have tears today, we'll probably have tears tomorrow, but it's meant to be. It's all part of the covering of gladness, and you know, the oil of gladness, and it's good stuff. Thank you.
Yes, my pleasure, Susan. And I've actually never had the pleasure pleasure of speaking with you like this. So it's nice to get you. I've seen you on Facebook, and we post and text back and forth. But hey, Mark, I hear your little chuckle there. How are you?
He is. I'm good. It's yeah, you know, Susan is an amazing person with everything that she does for Lamb Radio, and so many people know her, but very few people have either heard her or met her or anything. She's great.
Yeah, she's very efficient, and so are you, Mark, and I appreciate all that both of you do for Messianic Lamb Radio. It's a huge undertaking for the Father, and I know that he will bless you greatly for your amazing works.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, so I'm giving you the lead here. I'm not sure how much time we have left. And what
we actually have a few minutes. We're not starting the next one. We won't be able to do anything until the top of the hour anyway. So,
okay.
You've got more minutes there, Deborah.
Okay, well, let me close out then with a Psalm 103 that I wrote. It's a healing psalm. And for anybody that's listening that needs healing in their body, we just grab a hold of the Word of God, which God says to put on the mind of Christ. And I love the Psalms because they just really minister to my soul. And just ask the Father for healing. Psalm 103. Bless Adonai, oh my soul. And forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all my iniquities. Who heals all my diseases? Who redeems my life from destruction and crowns me Adonai. Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Amen. Thank you.
Baruch Hashem.
Thank you, Devorah. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's Devorah Clark, and she is on every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. here on Lam Radio Central Time on the Devorah Clark Show. Her website is www.devoraclark.com, devoraclark.com. Devorah, thank you so much for being here. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much.
Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you
shalom.
For the song of healing.
Thank you.
All right.